is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
It's never too early to start thinking of the next family vacation, but the usual problem always remains. Visit the same place year after year or enjoy a truly unique experience in the mountains of northern New Jersey. The Great Divide Campground has been serving camping enthusiasts for over 50 years, maintaining the idea of camping, just refining it each and every year. Guests are able to bask in the sun and fun of the scenic Appalachian Mountains by day and take in the moonlight by night. The Great Divide Campground features full events calendar with live music, a lake for fishing and boating, and a brand new playground for the kids. The Great Divide Campground has fully furnished air-conditioned cabin rentals available with plenty to do or not to do, depending on your idea of a vacation. The Great Divide Campground is less than an hour away from Newton, New Jersey. More information available online at campthegreatdivide.com or by phone at 973-383-4026. 973-383-4026. The Great Divide Campground, just a stone's throw away from the city.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. Also like to welcome back to the program my co-host, Lynn Glukoff.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Good, Lynn. It's great to have you back with us today. We have a very fun show. We have a social media topic that we put out there. And basically, we ask people to tell me in the comments, using just one word, autism is blank. And we got tons of responses, Lynn, from this. And it was very creative, too. It was very fun.
It was fun. I was actually shocked at the amount of responses that we got and the varying answers, because it's hard to describe it in one word. I will read off some of the responses, I guess, that we got. Somebody wrote innocence. One guy who's Asperger's, he said, I'm an Asperger's guy here. Otherwise, mind-boggling, indescribable, global, a gift, challenging. I thought challenging was a pretty good one, actually. Kind of agree with that one. What else we got here? Let's see. Awesome, challenging, special, one of a kind, unique, gifted child, awesome, a teacher, someone wrote. What else? Loving, innocence. Sorry, I said two. She wrote. It's pretty funny. What else? We had, like, honestly, I think we had like 60 something. Loving, inspiring, different. And what else we got? Let's keep going, because we got a lot of people here. Loving and amazing. Challenging a couple times, so that's react different. So yeah, let's see what else we got. I think it's different things to different people, Paul. I don't know if it's, you know.
Oh, it's true. Absolutely. Some people, it's frustrating. You know, some people call it inspiring.
I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. Actually, that was funny. The next one was frustrating. That's funny that you just said that. Yeah. So one wrote life. That's interesting because it does take over your life. Prismatic. Amazing. This one. Unique. It's so different, you know. And it's, I guess it also depends on who wrote in, whether it was the actual person who has it or if it was the parent. You know, that's the other thing. This one is frustrating. Next one we got, I'm trying to keep going, prismatic. I think we got awesome. Some of them were repetitive. A teacher.
Unique is
awesome. Unique. Yeah, one of a kind. Okay, we've got that already. Let's see what else we got.
Gifted child. Someone wrote in.
Huh?
Someone wrote in a gifted child.
Yes, gifted child, yes. And, like, I don't know if I would agree with that one, you know what I mean? Like, for us, for the lower functioning ones, I don't know if I would, you know, gifted, yes, maybe in their own way, though, I don't know, you know. Everything, someone wrote. And, what else we get? Yeah. Amazing journey. I guess I'll stop with that because we had pretty much pure, oh, someone wrote pure gift. Someone wrote a gift. So some people look at it as a gift, which I
right. It depends. It depends on the situation. I mean, you know, there's good and bad to take from all of it. I think, you know, sometimes. So it depends on your child.
I mean, and it also depends on how the person, I'm going to say the parent in this, in our case, views it too. Some parents might find it to be a gift. Other parents might find it to be, and you know, I think. For me personally, it's both. It's a gift, and it's and it changed me, and it's wonderful. On the other hand, it can be frustrating, and it can be challenging.
And hard, yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to put it in one word. I would have a very hard time, I think, with this. I was actually surprised with how many people did respond because one word is really hard. Like, I don't know.
Well, it's an exercise because it made people think, you know, and it's a hard, like you said, it's a hard thing to do.
Right.
Some people wrote, there was a couple comments that I saw that just popped up. One said pure.
Uh-huh.
Another one said amazing journey.
Right.
Everything. Exploring. So there's, you know, everybody has a different view on it. And it all depends, I think, on your child and what you're experiencing. And
yep.
Some people just said it was hard or if it was very different or loving, innocence, you know.
And then again, also the age of the child, too.
You know?
We don't know the ages of the kid or the person who's writing in.
And I think all of them have merit, you know. All of them,
yeah.
Are they're all individual experiences, and they all kind of make sense at the end of the day, too, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, you could probably take one of those words and put them all together in one and make one long sentence with all these words, you know. But
well, it's like, you know, it's like they say, it's a spectrum, and I think it's the same thing with how you react to the spectrum as well. You know, we're all individuals. We all react differently, and it's the same thing with our kids. Our kids are different, and that's one of the things that we try to strive to teach people from our radio show is that, you know, everybody's different, and everybody's experience is different, and everybody has a different level of autism. And I think as far as we're making progress in that area, but I have to tell you, there are still people that don't know this. That still, you know, you get a lot of stereotypes when you walk around that people, you know, I get it with my son, you know, oh, does he do anything special? Does he have a special gift, you know? No, he doesn't have a special gift. But you know, I think there's a movie coming out, actually, about a boy with a gift. I don't know. Ben Affleck is going to be it. Did you see that?
Yes.
Ben Affleck was going to be in it?
Yep.
Yeah. And I said, you know, it looks like it's going to be a good movie. He talked to all different people on the spectrum to get the moves down and to understand. But again, it's about one who is gifted and has a special gift. So then people get the wrong perception of, you know, us with the lower functioning kids or the ones who have, you know, really severe or don't have a special gift, you know, that all of the autistic community has a special gift. So that's
right.
kind of a little bit is annoying, you know.
I think, you know, why not have an actor with autism play someone who has autism in the movie? Make it real, you know?
Right.
I think that's the thing is a lot of times, you know, they're just getting actors and actresses to play these roles. And, you know, not saying they don't do a great job, but how great would it be to have someone with autism actually perform in the film? You know.
Well, I had said, I don't know, but I was speaking to a lot of my friends, and they have that new TV show, I don't know if you've ever seen it, called Speechless.
Yes, I watched Speechless, yes.
Okay, and I love that show because it's so, first of all, it hits home for anybody who has a special child.
Absolutely.
No matter what the disability is and how it affects the family and how it affects the siblings, and it just does such a great job of, and they do use an actual kid with CP. He does have CP in real life. And that's one of the first times I think that they're using an actual person who has a disability.
And he's my favorite in the whole thing. I mean,
I just love him. It's such a great show.
Right.
It's such a great show. And I think I had said to some of my friends, I'm like, everybody who has a special needs child should watch this show, or grandchild, or is affected by, you know, any special needs, because we can all relate to those struggles. And they make it more real. To me, that's more real.
Like, right, you know, absolutely.
On that show, you
absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely.
Of the, you know, the stress of the family, the mother who can't sleep and thinking nonstop about her child and can't let go, and the you know, with the district, and she has to constantly, you know, be fighting for him and advocating for him, and I think and he wants to be perceived as a typical child, and that's also something that we forget a lot of times.
Right, our kids want to be normal and want to have friends and want to do certain things. I mean, sometimes my son wants to go dancing, you know, and
why not?
You know, let him go dancing. Absolutely.
Exactly. Sure.
So,
and so I think that we need to do more. Like I said, that's a groundbreaking show. I think with the autism community, we need to do something similar to that as well. Like they had on Parenthood, that was again a high functioning. They don't have that much on the media of a low. I mean, have you ever seen, other than Carly Fleischman, have you ever seen on the media a low functioning autistic human? I mean, I really haven't seen that portrayed anywhere.
Not too often. I mean, I think there was one film that I covered a couple years ago that did have someone, you know, performing as a lower functioning autistic individual, but you know, that was one of the first ones, and it wasn't a mainstream movie either.
Right.
And I think sometimes, you know, it I think Hollywood, I think, is a little bit afraid maybe to do that, because their people might be scared. Maybe it might scare people.
I don't know. But it would be nice if they had that, because, you know, I think for us, as you know, in the community, it's hard for us to explain then our kids who are not high functioning or who don't have a special gift or whatever. And there are high functioning individuals that don't have a special gift also. I mean, just because they're high functioning doesn't mean they have a gift either, you know?
Well, I think that's always been the misconception. And you know, I used to go back years ago when I first started the broadcast. I mean, we talked about Rain Man, you know, and Rain Man had a special talent, and Tom Cruise, who played his brother, brought him to Vegas, and he was counting cards and winning money. And, you know, he had a special gift for that. But a lot of our kids don't, like you said, they don't have that. And so the general population and public has this view. A lot of them have a view that autism, oh, wow, well, what's your talent or what's your gift, like you were saying before?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the misconception. You know, my son, yes, he's gifted and talented in other ways, but he doesn't have a talent where he can go and have a career or have a job with it. You know, we haven't hit that yet, and we're hoping one day he'll be able to do something where he can be productive in society and hold a job maybe, but he may not.
Right.
So, and that's a reality, you know. I mean, we have hope, and we're never going to obviously ever give up on that, and we're going to keep plugging away here, and I believe one day something will happen and break through, and we'll have a major breakthrough with him.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's that chance it might not happen. So I'm also, you know, realistic too, but like I said, you never give up hope at the end of the day. So, you know, it's an interesting different spin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think there needs to be a film or two who really shows what some families really go through. And I'm not saying the whole movie has to be autism. That's the thing.
Right.
It doesn't. But if they have a family who has a sibling and has, you know, a mother and a father and, you know, has some kind of story and shows what it's like kind of, you know, to raise that child and interact with the sibling and interact with the parents and the parents juggling jobs and stuff like that. There's some that are professional athletes. Look at Ernie Els, you know, who's a PGA golfer, you know, won the PGA tournament. And, you know, he how to deal with a son who had a lot of challenges, you know, and how was that, you know, and to see a film like that would interest, I think, a lot of the people in the community to see what it's like, you know?
Yeah, I think also, like, they don't even realize, like, when, I mean, and they're starting to get rid of the terms high and low functioning, so I guess I shouldn't say that, but, like, the ones who are, I guess, don't have as many skills, let's say, like my son, like, we're toileting till 9 years old to get him to be toilet trained. I mean, that's a struggle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Struggle. People don't even understand, you know, the half of what we go through. And unfortunately, I've said this over and over again on the show, there are professionals who I've spoken to who still don't get it, Like, that.
Which is surprising. You would think by now, you know, they would.
Believe me, Paul, they don't. Like, they don't get, why are you so tired? You know, why are you so tired? Well, my son doesn't sleep. You know,
right.
My son doesn't, you know, a lot of them have sleep issues. And not just the lower, you know, not the, I know a lot of people who have older, you know, who have, kids with more skills than my son who also have sleep issues.
Right,
but
right.
Sleep issues is a huge, huge issue.
It is.
Toileting is a huge, huge issue for the kids on the spectrum.
True.
So these kind of things, we have to make them aware that this is reality.
Yep.
And that they don't always process what you're saying, and they don't always, you know, understand. They do understand, some of them understand more than others. You know, again, that's another whole issue, you know.
And I think the hardest thing is we don't really know how much they're really comprehending and understanding either at the same time.
We don't.
You know, you use Carly Fleshman is a great example of that, you know.
Right.
For years they didn't know that she was understanding everything, but yet she couldn't speak to them. So you don't know. We don't know.
You don't know. You don't know. But I think, I've said this, it was funny because I had this incident that happened to me recently. Somebody that I used to, when my son was young, who told me, always go with your motherly instinct. And I've told that to a lot of mothers over the years. Like, you know best. You know your child best. And, you know, no matter what professional you're dealing with or whatever, just stick to your instinct. And I just had a mother who, had a typical child, and she said to me, no one would believe her. She knew her son was sick, and she just stuck with her instincts, and everyone was like, you're crazy, there's nothing wrong with him. Sure enough, he, you know, she went to the doctor, and he had, you know, an ear infection or whatever it was. But, you know, and I remember somebody in the industry saying that to me about Michael, like, stick with what you know, because you're with him all. The person who was with that child all the time will know more than a professional. And that's just that might be, you know, maybe some people disagree with me, but I've stuck to my heart with that, and I haven't lost, you know, anything. So, you know, but, yeah, I would like to see that in the media for sure, you know, because I think that that's just not shown enough.
Absolutely. No, I agree. I definitely agree. And I think a lot of the listeners out there would agree as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also want to get this out there, and we want to thank everybody for sharing their one-word experience with us. It was kind of a fun activity to see the different responses and what that word meant to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a fun exercise, and we'll definitely do something like that again with our listeners. You know, there was a recent study that's come out, and we've talked a lot about these over the years, but now they have another study out that they talk about autism and ADHD actually have a lot more in common than we think today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we tend to look at autism and an attention deficit hyperactivity disorder as having much in common, but the new science offers a real compelling reason to consider some of the striking similarities between the two disorders. You know, autism and ADHD are different, obviously, in many respects, to be sure. But, however, there's several important things that are in common. Both are common in the neurodevelopmental disorders. They run in families. They can be characterized by symptoms like difficulty paying attention and impaired social interactions. And the scientists are increasingly finding that autism and ADHD actually occur together in a large percentage of the patients they were working with. And it's something that's rarely been recognized until recently, despite the fact that anywhere from 30 to 80% of the patients with autism also have ADHD. And this was up until 2 years ago. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual for Mental Disorders stated that a person couldn't have both disorders at the same time, actually. So now they changed that. That the scientists that discovered by studying the brain mechanisms underlying the interaction between the two disorders. This study was published November 2nd, 2016, by a Dutch and Swiss team who analyzed MRI scans from 500 volunteers to identify the brain structures that were involved in the overlap of ADHD and autism. And the findings revealed that the autistic traits in individuals with ADHD could be predicted by the interaction of certain regions that play a role in the brain's reward processing system. And the findings revealed that the ADHD group had a much higher overall scores of autism spectrum disorder and more autistic traits than in the controlled group.
Right.
The participants in the study, they had a difficulty with social understanding and reduced interest in social contact. They showed increased levels of repetitive behavior as well as greater resistance to change, which may translate as an above average preference for stability or consistency in the world around them. And what they did was they aligned this with the prevalence of autism-like traits among people who did not suffer from this disorder. Symptoms of autism are not only more common with people in ADHD, but also in creative people and scientists as well. So there's a mild subclinical ASD symptoms are also present across general populations, as the studies of the author noted, actually. And the abnormalities in the reward processing is the way that the brain processes desire, potential rewards, and motivation are common to both autism and ADHD. And the new study revealed a much closer look into how the role plays out on the neurological level. And the researchers found out that there was one particular brain region called the caudate nucleus, which is a mass of the gray matter, which involved in things like planning, directed movement, and goal-directed behaviors, was able to predict the level of autistic traits in patients with ADHD. So they talked about the structures that are located in the section of the brain, which act as a monitoring system for rewards and plays a critical role in planning, decision-making, and motivation. And within that system, the caudate nucleus guides the selection of goals, while the globus pallidus updates the reward value based on an outcome of the action. And they said there's abnormal functioning of the reward circuits function and it result in the lowered motivation to respond to social input, such as the sound of someone's voice or the sight of a frown and a smile. And it's commonly seen in autism and can also occur in cases of ADHD. And the findings really offer a compelling evidence that there's an overlap now between autism and ADHD, and it should be taken much more seriously if you want to better understand both disorders.
That's very interesting. Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I could totally see that. I mean, I don't know about you, but I could definitely see that, yeah.
No, it's very interesting because, you know, these current findings really highlight a specific area of the brain that are critical in the importance of predicting autistic traits in people with ADHD. And they're beginning to actually finally understand some of the common biological pathways and specific anatomical differences in the brain where autism and ADHD overlap, and its greater understanding will be essential for future developments and treatments.
That's important.
Very important. So it's very interesting, you know, that that we have some actual study in science that's showing us something now.
And I do know that, again, you know, I like to bring back to a personal experience that when, and not just myself, but other moms that I've spoken to whose kids are on the hyper side or they have a hard time getting them to sit still, which is the, you know, ADD or ADHD, sometimes, and I don't know if they've done any research on this yet, they will try to give the kids the medication for the ADHD, and for the autistic child, it doesn't work, or it makes them worse, or they have a bad reaction to it. And that has been a huge issue, I know, with my son, too, when he was younger. There are some kids that take to it fine and don't have as many, you know, problems with it. But it depends, again, it depends on the child. But they, when Michael was younger, they would treat him with a lot of the ADHD medicines. And unfortunately, none of them worked for my son, none of them. And our kids, because of the gastro, a lot of the gastrointestinal issues that the autistic community has, these medications don't necessarily work for our kids. And that's an issue, because sometimes our kids have a very hard time focusing and staying still. But yet, because they're autistic, they may not respond to the same medications that an ADHD child would respond to.
Right. That's true. That's true.
So, you know,
that's good
to keep in mind.
That's very good stuff. But definitely we'll keep up with these studies and, you know, it's some good information there for sure. Lynn, I just want to get this out there that next Friday night, which a lot of parents are surprised, but November 25th, we are still hosting our class, which is a free program at Iron Temple Matrix, which is an adaptive martial arts program that's developed to teach and motivate students with special needs. It's an innovative program that incorporates fitness, wellness, and fundamentals. It's called Giving Hope Spectrum Martial Arts Program, run with Iron Temple Martial Arts and Autism Radio, and it combines with a martial art instructor and a therapist for every class. Our true goal is to increase the student's awareness, self-esteem, and confidence. These characteristics are achieved through fun and exercise, which are essentials to the program. To further benefits include improved attention, greater social skills, self-control, as well as increased levels of confidence, discipline, and coordination. Each child is evaluated and will put into appropriate class preparation and placement and advancement. So definitely, if you're interested in this program, it's located at 1 Camry Drive in Hampton, New Jersey in Sussex County. Master Dave Fritz is the instructor for this program. So if you're interested and you have a child on the autism spectrum, please contact us at info@autismradio.org. So if you're interested in this program, again, it's info@autismradio.org. Lynn, we like to thank all our listeners, as always, for the continued support on the program. Also, feel free to use our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777. And we look forward to hearing from you guys. We wish you guys a great week. And as always, remember, until next time, everybody, hope saves the day. Good night, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice and remember hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you to the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Let this song be my voice and remember hope saves the day.